On its way to the U.S., Tropical Storm Hanna swept through Haiti and devastated the north of that country. More than 100 people were killed in the port city Gonaive. Thousands of people were without food or clean water for days.
UN peacekeepers spent all night repairing the city docks there, and now more than 30 tons of rice and biscuits and water have just arrived.
We're joined now by Louis Vigneault of UNICEF. He's in Port-au-Prince. And Mr. Vigneault, give us the latest situation in Gonaive.
So as of this morning, the rain has stopped. So now emergency teams can start to move around a little more. And the population has been rescued by peacekeeping forces and local authorities in Gonaive, and the water is starting to recede. So that is important for us for humanitarian interventions, because that will allow us to move around to assess the needs and to go where the people have temporarily relocated, and this will also allow us to bring in emergency supplies, which is water and food, the most urgent need, by ship to make sure that we can distribute that. Because as you mentioned, the population in Gonaive has been isolated for the past couple of days, and they've been without food and without water. So this is the most important need for us today.
So they are no longer on rooftops. There were people actually stranded on rooftops, and they've been rescued?
Yeah, they've been rescued. The last people who were blocked on their rooftops have been rescued yesterday.
How long will it take you to get food and water to them?
It should be within the next couple of hours. It's hard for us right now to plan on that, because, as I said, we're just starting to access the area and see where the people is. But that is with the weather conditions that have improved right now. For sure, the supplies are available right now, and as soon as we have a little bit of distributions organized, this will be done. But this is going to be done very, very shortly, because people have been without food and water for the past couple of days.
Haiti is the poorest country in the Northern Hemisphere. What has this storm done to this already desperate country?
This year's hurricane season is a bit particular, because we haven't had one big storm like we had, for example, in 2004 in Haiti with Hurricane Jeannie, which killed about 3,000 people. This year it's a bit different. We have a succession of medium intensity storms that have caused a lot of damage, and each of these storms have aggravated the damage left by the previous one. And we're a bit concerned and worried, because the hurricane season is not over yet, and we're already seeing a lot of damage throughout the country and a lot of people being affected. And of course, we're monitoring very, very closely the upcoming storm Ike, which should not affect directly Haiti, but we never know. The provisions forecast could change at any time. So we're monitoring this very closely, and we are monitoring the following ones as well.
And Ike could hit this weekend, right?
Yes, for Haiti, yeah. That's the forecast.
Well, Louis Vigneault of UNICEF in Port-au-Prince, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
What the housing crisis means for your health when day-to-day continues.